another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew as we remain in chapter 22 and turn to verses 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." So today, short and sweet, Matthew verses 20, 34 through 40 in chapter 22, where we encounter a pivotal moment where Jesus is tested by the Pharisees, who ask him to identify the greatest commandment. Jesus responds with profound clarity, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." He then emphasizes the importance of loving our neighbor as ourselves, encapsulating the essence of the law and the prophets. These verses remind us that the foundation of living in accordance with God's will centers on love. To love God wholeheartedly means to prioritize Him above all else in our lives. This love should permeate every decision we make, guiding our actions, thoughts, and relationships. When we place God first, we begin to see our lives transformed. Our priorities shift as we seek to align our desires with His will, leading us toward a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. Living this commandment means engaging deeply with our faith, nurturing our relationship with God through prayer, worship, and study of His Word. I call it the three P's of salvation: practice, pray, and proclaim. It's about cultivating an attitude of gratitude and recognizing His presence in every aspect of our lives. When we love God with all our heart and soul, we are empowered to love others genuinely and selflessly. In summary, Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40, serves as a powerful reminder that to truly live out God's will, we must anchor our lives in love, loving God first and foremost. This love fuels our actions and decisions, allowing us to reflect God's grace and compassion to the world around us. Let us commit to loving God with all that we are, ensuring His will is evident in every facet of our lives. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Oliver just started the fourth grade, and Elliot just started the first grade. And our good and loving Julian just started the second grade. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior. By His precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today our poem comes from Matthew 22. It's verses 34 through 40. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, "Love Your Neighbor as Yourself." In the heart of the law, a question arose. the Pharisees gathered, intent to impose. "What is the greatest commandment?" they inquired. But Jesus revealed what their hearts truly desired. "Love the Lord your God with all that you are, with heart, soul, and mind. Let him be your star. In devotion sincere, let your spirit take flight, for loving him deeply illuminates the right." And the second is clear, not far from the first. "Love your neighbor as yourself," he eloquently versed. In this simple truth, all the law is fulfilled. Compassion and kindness in our hearts must be instilled. So let us remember, as we walk on his way, to place God above all in each moment and day. For in loving him wholly, our lives find their course. In love and in service, we discover his source. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 22nd, and day 10, 2025. We're recording this morning at 4:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me 24 hours later as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We're praying for my wife this morning. She's not been feeling too well, and there's some COVID running around my welcome team members. So we're praying that the Lord will shun this sickness from her, and that she gets to feeling better. We have a great Sunday planned at the prison, and we're hoping that she can attend. As we close today at 7:11, in Jesus' sweet name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.